After much deliberation, the Thorold Runway of Recognition has chosen its new inductees. It is this time of year that we honor Thorold's best builders and athletes, both past and present, said the runway's chair Tim Whalen, while presenting the inductees at last Tuesday's city council meeting. This year's award winners are a varied bunch of Thorold athletes who have made their mark in sports such as hockey, baseball, figure skating, football, and wrestling. Traditionally, we're heavy on baseball and hockey, Whalen told council members. It's great that this year we're recognizing different individuals in a wider range of sports. The new inductees will be honored at a ceremony on June 6 at Club Capri. See the list below to find out who they are. The White Foundation is still accepting applications for their Student Athlete Award until April 30, 2022. To apply, head over to their website. This year's inductees to the Thorold Runway of Recognition are Dan Timmons, Hockey. Dan played minor hockey in Thorold from 1970 to 1981. He played for the Junior Bees from 1981 to 1984 and went on to play for Cornell Junior Varsity in the 1984-1985 season. Dan coached minor hockey from 1987 until 1994. He went on to coach the Thorold Junior Bees and in 1999, Dan purchased the team. During his tenure, the team won 4 league championships. Dan coached at many levels for 28 years. A large number of players he coached went on to play in the OHL, NCAA, CIAU and European or minor pro careers. Keith McConkie, Baseball. Keith started umpiring for Thorold Legion Minor Baseball when he was 14. At the age of 17, he umpired senior ball here in Niagara. In 2000, he signed his first contract in professional baseball. He attended spring training in Sarasota, Florida before reporting to the New York Penn League. In 2001, he umpired in the Midwest League, 2002 Florida State League, and 2003-2005 Eastern League AA Ball. In 2005, Keith attended the MLB All-Star Game, umpiring at the Home Run Derby. For 6 seasons he umpired professionally. From 2007 to 2017, Keith umpired 5 national championships, and was umpire supervisor at 3 national championships and 1 world championship. Keith continues to umpire today at all levels. Jack Thibault, figure skating. Jack was first introduced to skating through the Linwell Skating Club, which is known today as the Thorold Figure Skating Club. In 1974, Jack became the director of the club and remained on its board for the next 10 years. Jack spent many of those years volunteering for many positions at the annual ice show, known as the Carnival. Jack became the Carnival chairman, a position that he held for 5 years. Dan Giancola, football from 1995 to 1997. Dan played with the Canadian National Soccer League, All-Ontario Soccer League, Niagara Regional Soccer Team, Niagara Select Soccer Leagues, with Club Roma, and Club Italia Thorold Soccer. In 1999, Dan started the CFL season with the Toronto Argonauts as a 29-year-old rookie. In his rookie year, Dan kicked 48 field goals while going 28 for 28 on extra point conversions. The 181 points that accumulated that season were 5 points shy of the most points ever scored by a first-year player in the CFL. Dan won a Grey Cup ring with the Argos in 2004. Dan is a Thoroldite, true and blue as most can remember when Dan was a member of the Toronto Argonauts Grey Cup winning team. He circled the football field after winning the championship wearing the City of Thorold flag. Marty Calder, wrestling. Marty wrestled for Brock University from 1987 to 1992. He was on the school's first national team championship in 1992. In his 5 seasons with Brock, he earned the Male Athlete of the Year 3 straight seasons and was the team's top wrestler 3 times. Marty is a 7-time senior national champion wrestling for Team Canada from 1991 to 1999, including appearances at the Olympics in 1992 and 1996, the World Cup, the Pan American Games, and the Commonwealth Games. Marty is now into his 9th season as a head coach and in his 20th season with the Brock Badgers men's and women's wrestling program. On the international level, he had the opportunity to coach 3-time Olympic medalist Tanya Verbeek, also from Thorold. Marty is currently coach of the Canadian men's national program. Gates McPherson, Female Athlete of the Year. A 20-year-old from Thorold has made the Dean's List for the fifth semester in a row with a near-perfect GPA at the elite Endicott College in Beverly, Massachusetts, where she excels in track and field. Her career started at Thorold Secondary School, and as early in grades 9 and 10 she ranked amongst the best at regional, SASA and OFSA meets. At 16, she left Thorold to attend Williston Northampton Preparatory School. By grade 12 she attained the position of captain of the varsity volleyball, varsity basketball and varsity track field teams. At the completion of her high school she had 13 attractive scholarships from schools on both sides of the border. During the 2021 NCAA track and field season, Gates earned gold and silver medals. She is now in the middle of the 2022 track and field season, focusing on discus, shot put and javelin. She competes every weekend from March to May, and we are confident that she will represent Thorold well. Giancarlo Di Pompeo, Male Athlete of the Year. Giancarlo is a graduate of Dennis Morris High School, starting his rowing career in grade 9. He is now on a rowing scholarship at the University of Victoria in British Columbia. Last year he returned to Niagara to compete in the South Niagara Rowing Club. He won double gold and helped his team from the University of Victoria capture the team title. Giancarlo has high hopes to compete for Team Canada at the World Championships, and we wish him all the best.